From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Members of Congress are back home this week, talking with voters and getting an earful about President Bush's push to overhaul Social Security. Behind the fight over possible legislation this year, there is a long-range battle for the allegiance of older voters. And part of that fight is turning as nasty as last year's presidential race. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, there's a reason for that.
Late last month, a conservative group called USA Next surprised a lot of people by running an online ad attacking AARP, the senior citizens group that's considered one of the true behemoths of Washington lobbying. The USA Next ad charged that AARP's, quote, real agenda wasn't Social Security or any other seniors issue, but rather an alleged opposition to the troops in Iraq and alleged support for gay marriage. If this sounds like a strategy modeled on a political campaign, it's no accident. Just as one party will try to trash the other party's candidate, USA Next wants to demolish AARP's standing as the one standard bearer for older Americans. The president of USA Next is Charles Jarvis.
We call it a Truth in the Public Square campaign. It is a campaign, definitely. But it's not a political campaign. It's an accountability campaign. Someone has to hold AARP accountable.
The strategy echoes last summer's ads by Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Those ads challenged Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry's patriotism and his Vietnam War record. Kerry spent weeks deciding how to stop the damage. The media consultants to the Swift Boat Veterans Group are now working for Jarvis.
People who have a liberal persuasion politically should stick with or go to AARP. They should join. And everyone who doesn't want AARP to undermine everything they hold dear should get out of AARP, and that's why we call it Exodus AARP.
AARP chief lobbyist David Certner says his organization didn't dither like the Kerry campaign. It decided quickly, don't respond. Certner says AARP can do this because of its reputation going into the fight.
By this time, people have come to know who AARP and make judgment based on what they know of AARP, not what others are saying about them.
So AARP is busy running ads on Social Security, mobilizing its members to talk to lawmakers, and orchestrating calls to Capitol Hill. But is that enough to keep rivals at bay? Kathleen Hall Jamison is director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania. The center monitors campaign and issue advertising. Jamison says USA Next has gotten a good media ride out of its one attack ad so far, but she says Jarvis still has a long way to go.
Ultimately, the success of that move is measured in how many paid members come in to identify with a coherent ideology that counters the AARP ideology. And, you know, the various efforts to set up the alternatives haven't set up real alternatives. AARP is still the juggernaut in that area.
In fact, over the past decade, several groups have been jockeying to become the conservative or free market alternative to AARP. They're competing to advocate for seniors. They're also after the millions of dollars worth of financial services that AARP now sells to its members. One of these conservative competitors was the United Seniors Association. It was criticized for taking drug industry money to run campaign ads against lawmakers who opposed drug industry interests. This year, it changed its name to USA Next. Now, Charles Jarvis makes it clear that AARP should expect more attacks from his group, and well-funded ones at that.
We don't hide the fact that whether it's in the area of health care or whether it's in the area of tax policy, energy policy, we don't hide the fact that we very aggressively try to find those companies, corporations, associations, and individuals out there around the country who agree with us.
USA Next does hide its donor information. That's perfectly legal. But now that secrecy is under challenge because USA Next's online ad triggered a lawsuit. The ad featured a photo of two gay men kissing. USA Next never got permission to use the photo, and the two men sued. Their lawyer, Christopher Wolf, says USA Next should have hired a couple of professional models.
But instead, they chose to take two private individuals and to thrust them into this mean-spirited national debate. The law has a remedy for that, and that's why we're in court.
Wolf has obtained a court order blocking further use of the ad before the lawsuit goes to trial. In the meantime, Wolf says he'll want access to USA Next records. That could reveal where the group gets its money, which politicians it consults with, and who makes its decisions.
All of this we will find out in discovery. It's relevant to our case, and we intend to explore it.
Disclosure of such information could embarrass USA Next, and that could complicate its underdog challenge to AARP in the fight to represent seniors. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.